Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hello, this is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministries. It's so good to see you today. I am at Montgomery Bell State Park this week, and it's just a beautiful place here with the river behind me, and I praise God for His creation. When I'm at a place like this, it really opens my eyes to the many blessings that we have, and it's also a blessing to be able to take and record these daily nuggets also in maybe some unique places. If you've never had the opportunity to come here, I encourage you to come to this place. Just be still and know that He's Lord. We've been talking about giving this week in this series, and today we're going to be talking about excelling in the grace of giving. Our scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and in utterance and in knowledge and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. You know, friend, as I look at this, Paul here commended the Corinthians for their faith and acknowledged the diligence and the love that they had, but then he challenged them, as we see here, to excel in another area. You know, the grace of giving, generosity, Paul says it's not optional, that it's an essential expression. Generosity is not just an act of duty, but a work of God's Spirit that is within us. And so as we grow in prayer and faith and in love, friend, we must also grow in giving. Excelling in generosity is just evidence of spiritual maturity. And so Paul was speaking to believers who were already gifted, passionate, and knowledgeable, but yet he also knew in their faith would be incomplete without this generosity. And so, friend, a faith that never gives is a faith that really never grows. You know, love that really never sacrifices is love. Is it love at all? It's not. Excelling in generosity does not mean giving more than others, but, friend, giving in proportion on what God has already given you with joy, faith, and willingness. You know, for some, that may mean financial generosity. For others, it may even mean their time, their skills, or their hospitality. Whatever the form is, the grace of giving flows, I want you to know, from the heart. And it's a heart that is touched by God's generosity. Look at the Macedonian believers. Think about that. Earlier in this chapter, you can go back and read about it, but they gave beyond their power, out of the deep poverty, the Bible says. They're in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. How? Because they first gave their own selves to the Lord in verse 5. Friend, true generosity is born when you and I, we go and we surrender ourselves fully to the Lord Jesus. And once He has us, He has everything that we own. And so Paul is challenging us today to abound in His grace and do not be content. Be strong in knowledge and not weak in giving. So we need to not neglect this generosity. Instead, let's seek the balance, excelling in every area of the Christian life, including the grace of prayer. Let me pray for you today. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, may I excel in the grace of giving. Lord, help me not to hold, but to grow in generosity as I grow in faith and in love and in knowledge. And Lord, may my giving be an overflow of gratitude for all you have given. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, I want to thank you again for joining. This is just such a wonderful and beautiful place here. And I praise God just for the opportunity to be here this week. I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you. We'll see you again next week. Have a blessed weekend.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.